FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're here for the remainder of this hour from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time in the evening. We bring this show to you so you can, well, bring us something. If you want to take part, you literally can bring up anything, whether it be political, personal, anything in between. It's Ian here with you.
Also, Johnson.
And Manwich. Now, you forgot to mention the Saturday show.
That's right. Thank you. Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening, we also do a live show. None of that best of stuff for this show. We want to bring you live programming.
We're the hardest working guys in radio. We do 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And then, just to serve our listeners, we do another 2 hour Saturday show.
We want to be the antidote to the puker that's out there on Saturday nights.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
I'm going to do the whole show like this now.
Guy,
go
hey.
Ahead and read the Free State Free State Project sponsorship thing.
Yeah, sound like Joe Pesci.
Yeah, not a very good puke. Free Talk Live is brought
Ian's
to you
is really good.
By the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We are all very excited about being a part of that movement. Not only the fact that they sponsor the show, but also the fact that all three of us and the other co-hosts that we have on during the week, Jason on Wednesdays, Scott on Fridays, every single person you'll hear on the air behind a microphone on this show is a Free State Project member.
You know, right before we went to break, we were talking about somebody called in about who had long hair and was talking about profiling. And I will tell you, I had long hair for, I think it was 2 years, because my girlfriend wanted me to have long hair, so I grew it out. Worst 2 years of being treated in my life.
Really?
I've always had short hair. I got treated awfully.
By whom?
Everyone.
Huh.
Almost everyone. I mean, close friends, sure, no. But in general, people just treated me very differently.
Hmm.
A lot of disrespect for people with long hair.
Interesting. Well, the worst experience I ever had with long hair was when I got confused for a woman. And that's because of my build. So when someone, I'm real skinny, and so when someone saw me from
behind, you do have a nice pair.
I would never do that. You know, I've got a talent for that. I found out that I have a talent for picking out, the trannies or whatever.
It only happened a couple times.
Shoulders. You got to look at the shoulder.
Well, it only happened a couple times, and they were older people, so maybe their vision wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to another Ian. This one in upstate New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian. What's on your mind?
I was wondering. Someone was talking about, with the CIA and crack earlier.
Uh-huh.
With Grateful Dead and later with Fish, it kind of seems like there's a lot. I've been to a lot of those shows, and it seemed like I saw acid a lot at these shows.
You dropped acid a lot?
No, I haven't, but I'm saying, how they're saying that, with the CIA, they shipped in crack and different things. I think with, how people are diehead tour with these bands across the country. Maybe it might be a mind control project. This is the amount of acid I saw.
Wait. Are you suggesting that the CIA or the FBI is trying to mind control a bunch of white hippies with acid? What are you talking about?
Into traveling around in vans and living in communes and state parks.
What are you talking about?
The beginning happened with Timothy Leary, and he promoted LSD.
Right.
And then, the history of the Grateful Dead fans was important drug was that. And then later on, after,
So wait, was Timothy Leary an FBI agent? I mean, what are you...
Saying with Dead shows, and, they toured nonstop, there's, what I know of, there's a large amount of acid, always available up shows.
So what?
Right, how is that connected to the government?
Well, with, you ever hear...
Isn't it clear to you, Skyler?
No, it's not. That's why I'm asking. What?
It's called MK Ultra. It's, they've been researching, mind control methods for a long time, and I've noticed it with Fish also, that there's...
Okay, I've heard of the MK Ultra plan or the MK Ultra program. The MK Ultra program, however, is drug testing on soldiers, actual army soldiers. I've never heard of MK Ultra being used on American civilians. I've heard of MK Ultra though. MK Ultra is actually using psychotropic drugs to find out how soldiers will react. The latest drug that could have come out of MK Ultra would be Provigil. Now, Provigil does is Provigil, and I want Provigil so badly. Provigil, which may become legal, is a drug that allows people to actually just skip sleep for a week
and not have any side effects.
No side effects whatsoever. None.
Wow. This is something that's come out of a government program.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I will say, as far as government programs, I guess if I had to say the scariest government program because of its efficiency is DARPA.
Okay. Hold on, DARPA.
Defense something and research projects.
DARPA.
I want to get back to the allegation about the acid at the Grateful Dead concert.
Okay, okay.
So are you suggesting that the government is putting the acid there in order to mind control the hippies?
Well, there is a big drug movement, and a lot of the drug laws and stuff stemmed out of LSD, where they could. That's basically when the drug war started, and the Grateful Dead was the big promoter of psychedelic, vision.
And, so what?
Well, at the same time, LSD started basically the drug wars, where they created a bunch of laws against drugs.
Well, actually, the laws against marijuana have been on the books since the 30s, as a matter of fact. They only started vigorously enforcing them in the 60s.
Okay.
I don't think it was LSD that necessarily kicked the drug war into high gear, although it was certainly a popular drug back then. But I really don't understand. I mean, do you know drug users, Ian? I mean, you sound like one.
Oh, I do. No. Yeah,
you sound like a major stoner. I mean, it's okay. We don't have a problem with that. I've smoked plenty of pot in my time.
No, I'm not really that much of a drug user.
I
drink and stuff. No, I don't. I guess I smoke, yeah.
You smoke weed?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't have a problem with that. That's okay. Fine. Now, have you ever taken LSD?
Yeah, I have.
You have taken LSD.
Yes,
did you feel like you were being mind controlled? I mean, what?
Well, with different... They have these lights at the fish shows, and these lights are, like, top-quality lights, and, like, they mess with the diodes in them, and then fish is really... really into their sound, and like they pulsate these different sounds and stuff, and sometimes with the amount of acid I see at the shows, and then like the kind of music that they're playing, it kind of like seems like people are like all of a sudden their faces like change and everything. And,
dude,
like, it seems
it's
like
part of the whole experience. There's nothing mind control about it. The reason human beings take drugs is to alter their brain chemistry so they can experience life in a different manner. That's the point of it. I mean, obviously they're thinking different thoughts, but it has nothing to do with any sort of sinister intentions on the part, especially not on the part of the government. I mean, to suggest that, especially as someone who has taken LSD and smoked marijuana, you should know better, Ian. I mean, you should know that there's no mind control. That's just a silly concept.
Let me ask a pertinent question here. Do you have one dealer or multiple?
I don't have that much money, so I don't have any dealer. I haven't bought any for a long time. So.
Okay, when you did, were you buying from multiple sources or just one?
Basically, what do you mean buying?
Buying what?
Acquiring.
Acquiring.
Trading money for...
Getting, acid at Grateful Dead shows or fish shows?
Yes, when you were acquiring your drugs, did you acquire them from, one person or multiple people?
Well,
different
if
shows?
You ever been to a show, there's, these people that walk around, they're
Oh, it's easily available.
Those people that walk around and are saying, you got some drugs, are they white or are they black, primarily?
They've been both.
Primarily?
Yeah, all skin colors.
All skin colors, so it doesn't...
Ian, thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate it. Good hearing from you, and take a hit for us, okay? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of. Get interactive with us on the phones at 800-259-9231 or online at freetalklive.com. There's so many different ways for you to get in touch with the show. Phone calls, number one. When we get calls, we go to them. We don't have calls, we'll bring topics up, or maybe we'll go to the email box. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Not to mention, you can also get in touch with us on the bulletin board system.
The bulletin board has thousands of posts, and hundreds of posters. They're talking about everything from politics and current events. We post all of our articles on the bulletin board, so people comment on those.
The flame war's died down over the past few days.
Well, you can always start it back up.
You could. And so there's a bulletin board system, the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, the shrine of female listeners. And we're going to have a new shriner by tomorrow night's show. We'll announce who that is.
When do I get to see the picture?
You can see it after the show.
After? Why, can't you just show it to me on my instant message?
Did it not email to you?
Email?
Yeah. Check your email. You can also, there are individual email addresses, and in the event that you only want to email Manwich, you can email Manwich at freetalklive.com and Johnson at freetalklive.com or Ian at freetalklive.com. I mean, there are individual
I've been getting more and more emails.
Really, have you?
Yeah.
Well, are there any of them worth reading? I mean, I guess there would be. You'd usually know, right?
I'm getting CC'd, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no one sent me any email for all the patently anti-Christian things I said.
Well, 1-800-259-9231. So we just got off the phone with another Ian in New York with a theory that I got to admit was new to me.
Right. But he hasn't bought anything in a while. He's just obviously had some, you know, had a friend come over and give him some.
Right.
He was so wasted.
That guy always sounds like he's blasted when he calls this show. And
probably.
Hey, you know what? I got no problem with it. If that's what you want to do in your free time, by all means.
Blasted and call the radio show.
Hey, we like that kind of stuff. We used to have this guy call in called
Drunk Rick.
We have
a long tradition of people getting blasted and calling
our show. Because we're an evening radio show. I mean, people are home. They're starting to get, you know, to imbibe.
Some people like beer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite was when the rednecks were out in the woods shooting shotguns. They were calling us. Listen! Boom, boom, yeah. Boom!
I believed it, too. I mean, there was a chance.
There were some men in the woods drinking beer and shooting shotguns calling us.
There was a chance it was some kids in a, you know, with some sound effects, but nonetheless, it was convincing. It was convincing.
It was
nothing better than
sound
getting trashed and listening to the craziest talk on the radio.
So if you're trashed right now and you want to call in, we'll put you on the air. 1-800-259-9231.
We will let you make a fool of yourself.
If you can pick up your phone and dial those numbers in the right order.
Slowly crawl to the phone.
We don't even really care if you answer all the questions. I mean, the four questions that we ask when our phone screener picks up the phone, all you have to do is say, I'm Johnny and I'm wasted. Yeah, we'll put you on hold, put you on the air. I mean, we don't care.
Somebody's going to ask for a phone and be handed, like, a banana or something.
Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. So, the drug war, your freedoms, we've just been all over the place tonight. Man, which, where are we going next?
Let's talk about credit card debt and how it's ruining the country.
Credit card debt is certainly a problem that most Americans apparently have. I think I heard a statistic somewhere the average American is in debt to the tune of $4,000 or something like that. Does it mention anything like that in this article?
It's got numbers out the wazoo in this, and I'm going to try to avoid a few of them.
Okay.
About a month ago, the New York Times examined how the use of credit has taken off dramatically in the United States since 1990. While the number of people holding charge cards grew about 75%, so the number of people with charge cards grew 75% from 82 million in 1990 to 144 million in 2003, that's 13 years, the amount that they charged during that period grew by a much larger percentage, 350% from 30, whatever to...
Hold that thought. We're going to talk to Fred in Atlanta.
Good.
Show about your call.
I'm glad he saved me.
Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, man, I want to salvage you guys from that.
All right,
thank you.
I just wanted to call you. You had earlier, about an hour or a little over ago, you had somebody... We're talking about taxes.
Yes.
Right.
And somebody called in and said they were to take cash out of the system.
Yeah, the fair tax. What do you think of the fair tax?
I don't know. I think the fair tax is the one that's written in the Constitution that we hadn't adhered to for about four or five, six decades.
You mean the
no
zero taxes?
Taxes? At all?
Do what?
You mean zero taxes? Is
no,
that what you
no,
mean?
No, no, there's legitimate taxes.
Are there?
Sure there are.
Like
they're written in the Constitution. You've got direct and indirect taxes. Indirect taxes are uniform, and direct taxes or capitation taxes are always done by, taking a census. That's what they had those apportioned. That's what the census was formed for originally.
I heard something. We had an article recently, actually, on the census. Apparently there's now going to be a yearly census that they're going to be doing.
Let me explain it to you guys this way. Back in those days... let's say that just a totally hypothetical, and that we had $10 million national debt. And they needed to raise those taxes to pay for that.
Okay.
And so what they did was they couldn't tax the people in Rhode Island the same as they taxed the people in California or Texas. because of the difference in the populations. So those things had to be apportioned. The census would go in and determine how many people were in that state so they could divide that pro rata so everyone was paying an equal share.
Hmm.
You with me?
I am with you, yes.
Okay, now, and this is the reason why. So we're all sitting around last year, and they had to do that to pay the debt, and our taxes were $50 apiece.
Okay.
You wouldn't object to that, right?
I could live with that.
I'd be happy to write that check.
The next year, they go off and have a war somewhere in Satan's sandbox on the other side of the world.
Which is unconstitutional, by the way.
Because it's not declared, exactly. And all of a sudden, the national debt, instead of being $50 apiece, is $500 apiece.
Uh-huh.
If everybody paid the same thing, what do you think everybody would say? What are they doing up there?
Yeah, right.
My taxes went up 10%, 100%, 1,000%. Everybody would have that experience equally,
mm-hmm.
instead of a graduated income tax where people get all these different things and they do all this social engineering.
Exemptions.
And it's all hidden, you see.
Right, and the burden's placed on the ultra-rich, and they can only make so much noise about it.
Yeah, and ultra-rich don't pay anything. They take advantage of all the loopholes. Come on.
Right.
They certainly don't pay anywhere near the percentage that you and I do.
When Gerald Ford got to be president after Nixon resigned,
yeah.
who did he have as the vice president? You remember?
Spiro Agnew?
Well, no, he had not Ford now.
No, I'm sorry. I guess I made a mistake.
How about Nelson Rockefeller?
Oh, it was Rockefeller. And
yeah,
Ford wasn't elected either.
And to do that, he had to do what? Be confirmed by the Senate, right?
Right.
So when Rockefeller got up in front of the Senate, and one of the senators asked him, how much did you pay in income tax last year, Mr. Rockefeller? What do you think Mr. Rockefeller said?
I don't know.
About $5,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
How could Rockefeller only pay $5,000? Because he doesn't own anything. It's all in trust and everything's loopholed.
You know, that's a great point. I mean, the people who want to get around the tax laws, they have the time and the money to do so. They have like criminals. You know, if you want to learn how to rob a bank, you will investigate it. You'll learn the loopholes and you'll make it work. Fred, thanks for the call. Great call. Any final points?
Yeah. You want to hear the other part of it?
You got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, the capitation. Well, I can't do it in 10 seconds.
All right, well, if it's that good, hold on. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. It's 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number you need to get in touch with us about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And we're going to get right back to the phones. Don't forget you can log on, though, and join the fun online at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of cool stuff for you there. Let's go back to Fred in Atlanta. Fred, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, we were talking about constitutional taxation, right?
Okay,
right.
Yes.
We covered direct taxation. It's also called capitation taxes because they're counting heads to be able to determine what it is. So it's called a capitation tax.
Got it.
The other tax is an indirect tax.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is those taxes have to be uniform by the Constitution. And that really is what, by the way, has run the government and ran it splendidly for 150 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give you an example of that. Is gas today more expensive in California than it is in Georgia?
I'd say yes.
Yeah. So in the federal taxes has to be uniform no matter what the price is. So the percentage on the federal gas tax in Georgia, which used to be the cheapest gas in the country, is the same percentage as it is in California, which is the most expensive gas in the country, because those are indirect taxes. They're always passed on to someone else. The gas company pays them, and they pass them on to the consumer.
As they would.
And indirect taxes are uniform. They're the same percentage in both places.
Okay.
Now, you were talking with your caller earlier and talking about if nobody paid their federal income taxes, the country would grind to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the Grace Commission?
No.
The Grace Commission was something which was, I don't want to say chartered. Anyway, it was under Ronald Reagan when he put it together, or had it put together to go study the tax issue. And this is from the Grace Commission. In other words, all individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services which taxpayers expect from their government.
What do you mean they're gone?
They go to pay the national debt. They go to the Federal Reserve. It doesn't pay for the operation of the country.
Oh, really? So you're telling me that little pie chart that they put on the income tax help form that supposedly shows, you know, 75% going to the military, 20% going to welfare, and the different percentages that they spend it on, they're completely just lying about that.
Well, don't they lie about everything?
That's true.
If you want to know where you can get the Grace Report, you can probably put it in the search engine, but I could also give you a web address.
If you want, you can log on at freetalklive.com and add that to our bulletin board system.
I'll shoot it to you on the net, okay?
It'd be easiest if you put it on the bulletin board system. That way everyone can see it.
Okay.
Who logs into our website.
And after I'm finished talking, if you'll repeat that, I'll write it down because I can't write it while we're talking and thinking.
It's easy. Just remember, what's the name of the show, Fred?
freetalklive.com. Okay.
Okay, there you go. You can remember that, right?
I will.
Okay.
The other thing was you told them that when they taxed, of course, you got to realize when you study these guys, and I've been studying it for 15 years or more, they never do one thing that accomplishes one thing. Whenever they do something, it always has multiple things that they accomplish simultaneously, okay? And they do tax it to get it back out of circulation because we have a debt money system, right?
And their object is to get people in debt, because the only way you can control people is two ways, by force and by debt. They can't do it by force yet, but they're damn sure doing it by debt.
Huh.
And when they tax money out of the system, whether it's cash, if you paid your income tax in cash, or whether you wrote them a check and just checkbook digit money's out of your checking account,
uh-huh.
that money comes out of your hands and what you can buy. So
right.
if you don't have enough money, what do? You go borrow.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I'll tell you, I went $4,000 into debt, and I blew it off, and it hasn't changed my life a bit.
Well, the other thing that it does is it also keeps them from having to deal with inflation, which is their absolute biggest fear. Because if they can get that stuff out of the arena, if you will, there's not going to be massive inflation. Because if there's massive inflation, everybody's going to know what's going on.
That's
so
true.
It allows them to continue the facade.
And inflation is always a gradual thing, at least in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those
Very
are the points, and you could go into, listen, you guys could do a whole week of three-hour shows on simply the taxes.
I'm sure we could, but then we'd probably bore most of our listeners to death.
Well, there's one thing about taxation and people that think like we do, is it is a common denominator. It's something that everybody's interested in because we're all interested in the fruits of our labor.
Do you pay your income taxes, Fred?
I haven't paid income tax in 15 years.
Really?
Honest engine.
Now, do they still send you forms, or do they even know where you live?
No, they don't send me forms.
Why is that?
That's because they stole a whole bunch from me a few years ago and wiped the slate clean.
So they came after you?
Well, we had not criminally, no.
Civilly?
Civilly.
So the IRS came after you for non-payment of taxes... And
well, you know, if you want, I could go into a long story with you and a tale.
I think it sounds more, I think that people are going to relate to that more.
Well, they get their pound of flesh. They're very powerful. This is what, for the people like yourself, y'all sound young to me, and I tip my hat to any young people that are interested enough to get in here and care about their country. Because
well, thanks, Fred.
From what I see, most young people don't, you know, and that's not a slight on them. They just
don't know better.
Well,
they've been educated by the government.
Sure, they're propagandized.
Right.
They've been, gone through government schools. They're communized. They're, you know, the whole nine yards. So anyway, I tip my hat to you guys. I kind of lost my train of thought.
That's all right. You're
telling us your story about you having the government come after you.
Yeah, well, they get their pound of flesh. Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to say. But for you young people that are just getting into this, of course, it's getting so bad right now that they want to change the tax system because so many people are finding out what the scam is, and it's their Achilles heel. See, they can't have this exposed because it exposes the initial interest for the whole scam to people. But if you're going to get in the arena, get yourself free of your assets before you ever start fighting them.
You mean don't own a house?
Don't own anything.
Got it.
You know what old John D. said? He said, I don't want to own anything, but I want to control everything.
Huh.
But so what you're saying is, if a company owns, say for example, you're a corporation, and that corporation owns everything, and the corporation's paying taxes,
yeah.
then you're still kind of paying taxes.
Well, no, because all corporations pass the taxes on to the customer.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
The taxes are still getting paid.
Yeah.
Right, all right.
And corporations have a myriad of write-offs that they can use to counterbalance those
things. They certainly do.
Yeah.
And the IRS, guess what, guys? The IRS doesn't, as a general rule, go back and audit corporations. They audit individuals.
Yeah, of course, they're easier to attack.
Sure.
Individuals have a tougher time hiring lawyers.
And if you are going to fight with them, they build an administrative file on you. Every time you communicate with them, they communicate with you, they have an administrative file.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get to a point in that where there's a Y in the road. And if they're going to go after you, they got to make a decision whether they're going to go after you criminally or go after you civilly.
Right.
They only go after a select few dumb asses criminally because they can't afford to have a Lloyd Long. They can't afford to have some of these cases that they lose because in criminal prosecutions, there's a jury and they've got to have it beyond a reasonable doubt.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for clearing all that up, Fred. We certainly appreciate your call.
Okay, you guys keep your heads clean.
I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. It's nice to hear, you know, hear from somebody who has...
Keeping my head clean like Ian.
It's nice to hear from somebody who has, as he put it, 15 years worth of research. Somebody who has really experienced this. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you to get interactive with us about anything. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on and check out the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show is fully there for you, available to download in 1-hour-long bite-sized chunks, fully described. We've got live streaming and much, much more, all for you, free, on the house at freetalklive.com. So, taxes have sort of been the major issue of the show tonight, but we've talked about the war on drugs, and we've been all over the map. And man, what you were getting into this debt thing, and I guess it's related because, well, taxes, money, debt, as our last caller was saying, that's taxes are one way for them to control you, and debt is the other way for them to control you, right?
It is.
So what's America's problem with debt?
Well, since the number of charges is growing at a slower rate than the amounts being charged, you can guess what that means. The monthly revolving balances have been growing by leaps and bounds. In 1990, the Times report, the average was about $2,500 for those households that carried a balance. At the end of 2003, it's $7,500.
Excuse me. In 1990, the average household owed $2,500.
1990 to 2003, the increase was 200%.
In 1990, the average household owed $2,500 to credit card companies.
Right.
And now in 2003, it's over $7,000. $7,500.
Right.
Now, I understand there's been inflation since then, but certainly not that much. So we have been charging more, is what it's saying.
Not 200% since then, no. And that's only credit cards. The average U.S. household owes more in mortgage debt.
Car, automotive.
Student loans, automobile loans, and in addition to credit card debt. Plus, there's all kinds of other loans out there, too.
Student loans always seem to be one of the worst ideas to me.
Student loans are terrible because you can't, like, they're to the government.
Not all of them.
They're guaranteed to the government.
No, I thought that a lot of schools have their own loan departments.
They do. They get their money from the government.
Oh, the money that they loan out.
It's guaranteed by the government.
Like FDIC, that sort of thing.
Right.
Got it.
So I'm going to probably
say
something.
You will pay that.
I'm going to say something now that's probably going to make a lot of people really angry at me.
Okay.
Student loans, I think, are a great idea.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Take out a student loan. Don't pay it off. Tell them you're not going to pay it off. Get them to charge it off. And then live your life. Because guess what? By the time you are ever going to have any real sort of money where that your credit's going to really matter, 7 years is not a huge deal. And you know what? I got to the point of where I had my $4,000 in debt because I was buying school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually had my family was contributing to my school supplies. And then my parents went through a horrible divorce and cut me off.
Got it.
And I needed to pass school, so I needed to buy some school supplies, and I didn't have any money. I didn't have a job at the time, so I had to take out a credit card because my parents stopped buying my school supplies. And I didn't have time to go out and get a job because I was in classes constantly. So what happened was I took out this credit card, and I put, let's say, $600-$700 on there. And for a while, I didn't have a job, and my car broke down, and I had no way of making any sort of money
whatsoever.
You know,
I thought you were talking about this from experience, but you didn't have student loans. You had a credit card, right?
No, well, wait, hold on. This is going to... I'm getting to a point here.
Okay.
So what happened is that because of the charges and the interest and the ridiculous... I mean, the charges and interest are ridiculous on these credit cards. It's absolutely... enslavement.
16% to 20% on a lot of cards.
Well, right. And also then you have to take into account if you can't pay the minimum payment, they're going to charge you.
Right.
You know, or if you forget or whatever. So then the fees go on and then there's interest on those. So my debt went from like $600-$800, I don't remember exactly where it was, to $4,000 over the course of a couple of years. Very, very quickly. Very quickly.
But that wasn't just interest. That was you spending
interest
too.
Well, interest and fees. No, I didn't spend any. It was interest and fees.
It was $600
only.
To $4,000?
Yes. In fees. In fees and interest.
Whoa.
Because you weren't making even the minimum payments?
I wasn't making even the minimum payments.
Right.
I couldn't afford to. So what happened is at the end of that, I every once in a while I would make the minimum payment. That's what would happen is every once in a while I would try. You know, I was just trying, so I would make the minimum payment when I could.
Okay.
Well, the real thing I realized is that's stupid. Don't make the minimum payment. If you can't really afford to make the minimum payments and can continually make those minimum payments, just don't pay it. Let them charge it off. Because that's why my credit card got up to being $4,000, is because every once in a while it would make the minimum payment. They'd be like, well, we'll
so wait,
try
are
you
suggesting
you.
That Americans get into debt and then just let it sit there?
Well, you know,
I mean,
not necessarily
fiscal irresponsibility. I don't think that's something we want to teach people.
Well, no, not necessarily. Here's the thing. I mean, obviously, you want your credit to be good. You want to be able to buy a car. You want to be able to buy a house and whatnot. And no, I don't think that it's great, you know, a good thing. But for a college student, and again, I don't think it's the greatest thing to do, and I don't think it's necessarily moral. But as far as college loans go, you take out your college loan, you don't pay it back. 7 years later, your debt's fine. That's the way the credit system works.
Is that right, Manwich? I mean, I don't really have that much experience with it.
I don't recommend doing what he says
to do. Well, I'll tell you right
now. If that's what you intend to do.
My credit score is good.
If your goal is what he says, I wouldn't say that was what you do. For one, the student loans can be held against you forever because they're guaranteed by the government. You can't get rid of them in bankruptcy. I would say that if you were going to do that stuff, I would file bankruptcy so that because they can bring back the $6,000 at any time they choose and make you pay it with a court case. Now, of
Possibly.
Course, you're well. they would make you pay it by it when once you got a house.
The best thing that I can recommend is that you have some understanding of how money works and don't get into debt in the first place. I mean, going to college versus working for 4 years, we'll talk more about it in a little bit here. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I think bankruptcy is a horrible option for people because it encourages fiscal irresponsibility. We'll come back, though. 1-800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. Change the topic if you want to. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The advice you hear on this show is certainly not from experts, and we would advise that you check with some experts before you follow any of them. But I would have to say that when it comes to money, Americans just don't get it. And the reason for that is they're not taught about it in school. The government education systems don't say squat about it. I mean, they taught me how to write a check in government education schools, and that's about it.
They want to make sure you can do that.
It's clear to me there's two kinds of debt. There's debt you use to create wealth, like with investments and that sort of thing, like buying a house and everything like that. And then there's debt that you use to enrich yourself. That second kind of debt you don't want. Americans, you shouldn't have that kind of debt. And if you keep buying crap, then you're going to be in trouble. Anyway, let's get right to the phones here. Daniel in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, man, what's your name?
Hey, actually, my name's Ian. Ian Johnson.
Yeah, and I know who you are.
Okay.
I'm the guy you talked to on the internet here in Virginia. And,
okay.
And I'm sitting here listening to your all's wonderful conversation on debt. It's horrible. It's a monster. I've seen it ruin so many people's lives.
You sound like you're about 18, Daniel. Have you really seen that many people get ruined? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 17.
But you've seen debt ruin people's lives already.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, so that's a good thing. Good way to get your start on in the adult life is to understand that concept. I think you might have a good path ahead of you there, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks. I've noticed one thing my parents have taught me, like if you don't have the cash to back yourself up, then you really don't need it because it's an endless pit. My brother went to school for years and years, and he definitely hurt himself when he fell into debt, and he's still paying it out, you know, 4 or 5 years later down the road.
Hmm. I think higher education or college is highly overrated. Now, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, you have to go through school for that, and you'll probably end up being able to pay back your debt according to, you know, how successful you are once you get out. But most, I think, 90% of college students don't even get a job in the major that they get. I mean, I know a good friend of mine, he got a major in socialism.
Sociology, major?
Sociology, thank you. He got a major in sociology, and he can't do anything with it. And so all of that...
What would you do with that? How about a nice poli-sci degree?
Yeah.
Or a liberal arts education?
All of that
communications.
Money.
Communications.
What the hell are you
use those
for? Yeah, try going to a $100,000 art school and having a degree in photography.
For the four years that you go to college, you could be working full-time 4 years and actually make money and create wealth with that money and get somewhere in a career before all of your friends are out of college. Daniel, comments?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think it's really a waste of money, and the returns on it aren't as great as you think. I see these kids getting ready for college, for school, where they got their life planned out. You know, I'm a senior this year in high school, and they're like, hey, we're going to college. And then, you know, May rolls around, and they're like, I didn't get accepted. So there they are. You know, they just screwed themselves for the next 4 to 5 years, depending on what they were planning to do, and they don't have a job because they're irresponsible. And they're going to be ending up owing the man.
My recommendation, and you know, what I was saying before about the student loan thing, I mean, that's not really what I was trying to get to, but basically, I think if you have money saved up for college, start a business, go to a community college to have a degree if you really need the security of getting into, you know, or working for someone else.
That's the only thing college is good for, is showing that you can complete something. I mean, you can show that in any other number of means. Daniel, final words, you got about 5 seconds.
Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for listening, Daniel.
Thank you,
hopefully
Daniel.
We'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231 has been the number, and it has been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you online in the meantime, because we'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern at freetalklive.com. If you're